Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
International Divine Intervention Day program. We're so grateful that you all stopped by this morning to be with us on this program this morning as we're looking so forward to the blessings of God and the intervention of God to be in being a part of our programming and with all that we do. So thank you all so very much for taking time out of your schedules to join us this morning and each Saturday morning, each Saturday morning that we're on the air, which is every other Saturday morning, to do God's program. You still have time to go out and invite your friends to be a part of the program this morning just simply by calling 347-857-1769. You still have time to go out and invite them. We've got a lot to cover this morning, so we're so grateful that you're here. This morning we're going to go ahead and begin with our welcome and purpose. We're just waiting for some more of our guests to join the program this morning. I'm going to go ahead and ask this morning that we get started with Principal LeBron this morning as she brings us our welcome and purpose. Good morning, Principal LeBron.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and good morning, everyone that's on the line. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so grateful and so happy to wake up this morning just to be in God's presence. We have a special program for you today. It's all the theme is today is about the power in trusting God. There's power in trusting God. So this morning, I want to make sure that you are wide awake and ready to receive the word from God. Make sure if you can text your friends and family, have them come on the line so that they can get a blessing. God has a special blessing for each and every one of us today. And as this is the International Divine Intervention Program, okay, and how God wants us to trust in him, we will hear later on from Sister Evans. And we will also hear from testimonies, powerful testimonies, and prayers. So if you have a prayer request, write it down and get ready to present it to the Lord, because the Lord has a special blessing for you this morning. And we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So if you please kindly bow your head. Father God, we thank you so much for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the many blessings that you have given us throughout the week, Father in heaven. And Lord, we come before you once more this Sabbath morning, Father in heaven, to praise you, to honor you, to worship you that you alone deserve. Father in heaven, as we approach your throne of grace, we ask forgiveness for our sins, cleansing from any and all unrighteousness, Father in heaven. Help us, Father in heaven, to, as we receive this word this morning that you're giving us, Lord, help us to apply it to our lives, Father in heaven. Get us ready, Father in heaven. Perfect our characters, Lord, for your soon coming. We thank you so much for what you have done and what you will continue to do for us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so very much for that. We certainly do appreciate that. At this time, we're going to go and have our special a scripture reading and interpretation in just a moment. But I've got to, I'm so sorry, I've got to get a number. Some of the names are not coming up in the queue because we don't have a number associated with them. Let me see here. I believe, let me go here. I think we're going to call the first six numbers, and if you'd be so kind to tell us your name. 561-251, good morning. 561.
Good morning, this is Jubilee.
I'm sorry?
This is Jubilee.
Jubilee?
Yes.
Okay, all right, Jubilee. Thank you for joining us this morning, Ms. Jubilee. And what is your participation on the program this morning?
I'm going to be doing prayer.
Oh, you're going to do prayer. Okay. One of the prayer warriors.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that. All right. We've got a couple other names that didn't come up in the queue this morning. Let's see here. 561-324. 561-324. Good morning and welcome. 561-324, your name, please.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Yeah, it's Dorinda.
Okay, Sister Dorinda. Okay, thank you so very much. And let's see here. You're on for, what's your participation, Sister Dorinda? I'm sorry.
I have the recordings for the two special music.
Okay, good. Okay, so we'll come to you for that. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. I was looking for Brother Lionel Gent, but you're going to be doing that.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, that's what we were missing as well. All right, let me just stand by here and see if there was someone else. I believe that will... Let's see. I think there's one more. 404-558. Good morning and welcome. 404-558. Who do we have with us this morning? Welcome. Or perhaps they're just listening in. 404-558. All right. Perhaps they're just listening in. All right, at this time we're going to go ahead. We do apologize, you all. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure what happened, but the name's not coming up in the queue. The devil always tries to start stuff. But God is more powerful than all, so that's not going to stop anything. All right, let's go ahead now with that means the program will be even better because what the devil intends for bad, God always, always, always turns around and makes it good. So that means today is going to be a very powerful program, and we're going to go ahead with the scripture reading and interpretation this morning by Sister Andrea Sanderson. Good morning, Sister Sanderson, and welcome to this morning's program.
Good morning. Our scripture reading of the day is Proverbs 3, verse 5, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." This has been one of the most comforting verse for me to lean on through difficult times of having to be alone, making major decisions, and also losing a child. It's beyond my understanding and possibly yours as well. You may wrestle with certain things happen, but it has helped me to remember that I'm not on my own. The God I know knows best and has a character that I can trust. God knows what is going on all the time. He knows the whys, the hows, and he's also the best father that anyone can ask for. Each circumstance allows me to practice obedience, and it gives me the faith knowing he'll work out all the rest. God has all the resources we need. I accept this and his promise directly from his word, a promise that is solid and backed by a higher authority. God's word is the only objective measure to see your life and circumstances. We serve a God that stands by us, vindicates us, weeps with us, and gets us. Trust in the Lord, his word declares, whether now or later, he will make your path straight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that. Thank you so very, very much for that. In just a moment, we're going to have our first song. Dr. Dorinda Ritchie will bring to us music by Brother Linnell Gent in just a moment. So once again, I want to just, as Principal LeBron has said, we want to welcome everyone for this International Divine Intervention Day program. This program, as she said, and I want to place emphasis on it, you know, in our lives, as we go through things, we're not our own. In other words, God has created us. God has created, just like he's created the entire planet, the universe, everything that's out there. There was nothing that was created that was not created by him, as we all know this. And sometimes we need reminders. We need reminders that no matter what we're going through, sometimes it's not just a going through process. It's a process of life and life's journey. But it's a growing through experience. It's a growing through experience because after you have grown through these certain experiences that we encounter, then we're in a position that we can help other people who are also designed or created to go through or grow through this process as well. For example, you have teachers, parents. Parents are our first teachers. Parents are often the first people that can identify as the Godhead or the God factor, because that's all the kids will know. And so that parent presents information to the child. They even teach them of God, and hopefully in most cases. And so that parent begins to understand or know God through the relationship that the parent has introduced to that particular child or the children. And so as such, when the parents have grown through their experiences, not just gone through them, they go through them, but they grow through them, hopefully, and that's where the learning takes place. So the parent can tell the children, don't do this, don't go down that path, because that is not the path that you need to go down. And it's all about training. All of us have had to go through some form of training that are on this line this morning, and it becomes very important that our training is not just a going through process, but a growth process, so that we can reach back and help somebody else along the way who's going through their trials, who's going through their tribulations, who's going through their challenges of life, because it becomes so vital that somebody is there to pull them out or to pull them up or to pull them through their challenges, tribulations, and trials that they're going through. So this program, we want you all to know also that when we can't seem to face certain things, when we can't seem to cope with certain things, then there's God who has created the universe, who's the manager of it all, who's the manager of it all, who's in control of it all. That's when we need to turn to him for his intervention, and I'll simply just say to him, Father, I can't handle this by myself. I need your help. I need your help. And he's waiting right there, but will not impose his will on us. And just ask him. And that's why I believe he called David a man after his own heart. David had a repenting heart. He was always calling on God. And you can never bother God too much. And that's how I feel. And I'm always calling on him also. So God really genuinely loves us. He really does. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and hear special music by Brother Linnell Gent through Dr. Dorinda Ritchie. Dr. Ritchie.
Good morning and happy Sabbath, everyone. So this is going to be a recording by Linnell Gent. He's a recording artist located in Boynton Beach, Florida. And his song is entitled Jehovah.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, but all the time. Why trust God? in this world filled with doubts and fears and cynicism, it is not difficult to see why a lot of people have trust issues, Lord of mercy. More than ever, it is difficult to trust anyone. But here is the good news. Here is the good news for us. We can always trust in God. We can unconditionally trust Him with our lives, decisions, and future. The question would ask, but why? That's exactly what we are going to answer right now in this post. 7 powerful, compelling reasons why it is important, Lord of mercy, to trust God, and not just to trust Him, but also to have faith in God. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them who walk uprightly. This verse is clear that God will never withhold anything that is good for us. So, if you have prayed for something and God didn't give it to you, He perfectly knows that it won't be good for you. So trust Him that He knows what's best for you. Thank God for the time when He said no to your prayers. It only means that He is setting you up for something way better than what you have asked from Him. As humans, we don't know everything. Our knowledge is just limited, and thus we can't see the whole picture of our situation. Thankfully, we can trust God because He can see the bigger picture. As we read in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Though we are limited, God is not. Though we only know a few things, God knows everything. In fact, we may only see the trees, but God sees the forest. We may only see the streets, but God can see the city. We can only see the beach, but God can see the ocean. That's how big God's perspective is, and compared it to ours, perspectively, is infinitely limited. So why trust? Why trust what you can't see and understand? Trust in the Almighty instead, for he perfectly knows the past, the present, and the future. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent, for He said, and will he do, for has He spoken, and He will not make it good. That's Numbers 23, verse 19. The same can be read in Titus 1 and 2 and Hebrews 6, 18. God is not like us. He is not capable of lying. Whatever He says, He will bring to pass. Whatever He commands, it will happen. Whatever promise He gives, He delivers. God is perfectly reliable. If He says He will do something, you can count on it 100%. Do you know what gives God pleasure? What truly makes him happy? Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12:32. I hope you understand. Simply read this verse, but to truly understand it as well, it is telling us that the Most High God would like to give us his kingdom, and that it gives him pleasure to do so. Why? What does this mean? And why is this important in relation to trusting God with our problem? It is simply this, because God wants to give us his kingdom. He will help you to get there. He will provide everything that you need to be a part of that kingdom. That's why he already made the ultimate sacrifice for all of us, to give his son's life to redeem us from our sins. That is how much God wants us to be part of his kingdom and family. God does not take pleasure in our suffering. He is not happy when we sin and experience its fatal consequences. God is not happy to see the wicked perish. When you go through trials and tribulations, you can be sure that it is not to stop you from reaching the kingdom, but it is exactly perhaps preparing you for the kingdom. Final. So when difficulty brings you down, you can always, in God, we trust, because we know that God's ultimate goal is for you and I to be in his family. Praise God this morning. Trusting God when we can't trace him, when we can't feel him, when we can't hear him, when we can't smell or taste or feel. Trust him with all our heart, and let us lean not unto our own understanding. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen, Sister Evans. Thank you for that. Let's go now with, I want to also thank Sister Andrea Sanderson for that scripture reading and interpretation this morning that she gave. Very powerful. Thank you so very much for that as well. We're going to move right along now with a brief testimony. Usually testimonies are 2 to 3 minutes. And this morning we're happy to have Sister Carlene Diaz, who's going to be bringing us our first testimony this morning. So let's go ahead and welcome Sister Carlene Diaz. Good morning, Sister Diaz.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. My name is Carlene Diaz, and I just want to give like a brief praise report. It's been about a week, and I just want to give a quick backdrop. The Lord had placed on my heart to have an opportunity to go out to reach others for him, to give families and businesses a breakthrough with their finances. And I didn't know what was going on because my daughter, Brianna, she's older and she's out on her own. But last Wednesday, began the journey. She started with a tickling in her throat, like a sore throat. And she is a teacher, so she didn't think anything of it, so she continued to go on. But the pain continued to progress, and she ended up in the hospital Friday. And that's when she reached out to me to tell me that she was in the hospital. She was barely talking. And when she did talk, it was very difficult to understand her. So anyway, I began praying for her, and I reached out to family members and prayer lines to keep her in prayer. And I specifically remember reaching out to dear Sister Yannick, and she prayed with me. And we prayed that for a speedy recovery, that she would not remain in the hospital past the weekend, and that she can, that Monday, you know, be ready to go to work. And praise the Lord, she was able to get out of the hospital. But what made the whole situation scary is the fact that when she entered the urgent care, she was panicking so much because she was having shortness of breath and unable to breathe. And when they did a scan of her neck, they noticed that her neck was closing off the oxygen. So that's when they immediately rushed her to the nearest hospital, and that's where she stayed. So she ended up having like this super infection that was coming to claim her life. But even though the devil has his plan, but God always have a better plan. So this brought me to thank God as a mother, as an individual, and always know that his plan is always better than the devil's plan. And so I just want to encourage anybody out there who is having issues with trust. We all go through it, but we always have to just have a steadfast mind to know who our God is and how big he is. So I just wanted to bless someone out there to let them know that God is in control, even if the devil decides to do things that seems not right. And it just brought me back to listening to the testimony of Danny Shelton years ago, about 30 years ago, when he said yes to God to build the TV station that we now have today as a 3ABN. He was highly affected. His wife in ministry lost her life, and he realized it was the devil attacking the plan that God had. And that's what happens when you try to do something big. When you say yes to God, he turns around and tries to mess up the whole plan. But since God is the plan setter, nothing comes back to him void. So I just want to encourage all of us as we walk in our faith to continue to trust him, even though things don't look right, even though we're tested personally, God is still in control, and we will come out. We will come out on the other side thanking and praising him and knowing that all things work for good for those who love him. Amen.
Amen. Sister Carlene Diaz, that was a powerful testimony, and God has certainly blessed you, and it appears that you certainly know how it works, that when you say yes to God, the devil has a secondary plan, but it never takes off. Because all things do work together for the good of those who love the Lord. So thank you for that. We look forward to you being our special speaker one of these weeks. So we're planting that seed out there for you. So thank you so very much.
Amen.
All right, this time we're going to bring on Principal LeBron. We're going to bring on Principal LeBron to, she's not going to do the prayer warrior yet. She's going to introduce the standards, what you need to do to get your prayer request in. We'll take three. And she's going to give you some housekeeping on the prayer, on preparing to give your prayer request. And the prayer warrior will be this morning. Our first one will be Jubilee. She goes by Jubilee. What a powerful name as well. She's going to be bringing, she'll be our first prayer warrior. Okay, so Principal LeBron, if you'll give the housekeeping for what people can have for their prayer requests.
Yes, yes. So bring your request to the Lord, make it known. God is about to do something powerful for you. But here's what we're going to do. God is the God of order. What you're going to do, you're going to unmute yourself one by one and let Sister Jubilee, let her know what is your request specifically. And in your note, in your notebook, I want you to go ahead and start doing this. I want you to put down your prayer, and on another column, I want you to put answered prayer. So you can also notate when God has answered that prayer or how God has answered that prayer for future testimonies for God. But as at this time, I would like for you to unmute and let Sister Jubilee know what is your request and make it specific so that God can answer your question. She's interceding on your behalf of God. Sister Jubilee, are you on?
Good morning. Yes, I wasn't sure if you were having people do their requests or if you were having start. And I just want to continue with what you said this morning. I love the fact that we are leaving space for answered prayer. It is time for us, family, to set the stage for God's supernatural work in our life. I want to remind you, if you are a believer, that sometimes your life can look just like that of an unbeliever in terms of circumstances. You can have trouble hitting you. You can have difficulties. You can have perplexities. And our delicate balancing act is to make sure that our difficulties are not magnified to the point that God becomes small and our problems so large. This morning, we want to just take the reins and we want to be able to make room for God to work in our lives. We want to start the morning off with a sense of vision and destiny and calling, and that whatever it is not too hard for God. So I am very interested in what people have as their prayer requests so we can put it before the Lord this morning in quiet expectation, just trusting him to truly work on our problems so we can come back and glorify the Lord. Does anybody have any requests this morning?
This is Nina Lewis. Mr. Lewis.
Good morning. What's your request, Sister Lewis? Now, is it me? I'm having a little difficulty hearing.
My voice is not too well, but I'm asking prayer for my brother, Vincent James. Vincent James, could you please pray for his health?
Yes, yes, yes.
And we want to pray for Sister Ruth. Sister Ruth was taken away in a car with several men, and since maybe Wednesday, and we have not heard anything from Sister Ruth, so we are interceding to God to spare her life.
Okay.
To keep her alive, Sister Ruth, and to pray for the family.
Okay.
A prayer request just came in to pray for Pastor Breeze, Mr. LeBron, to pray for Pastor Breeze because he has been taken to the hospital. So if you can as well. And we're praying for his family, for comfort as well, and for healing for him as well.
Okay. Are there any other requests? All right, well, let us go to the Lord in prayer with these requests. Father God, coming to your trust, dear Lord, trusting that what it is that we cannot see, you have already made provision for, Lord. God, we know that you care about your creation, even to the very birds in the ear. And Father, you ask that, and you tell us that if you can worry about them, then, Father, we are surely more important. Father, there are requests right now on the table for health and for an immediate hospitalization. Father, as Pastor Brise is on his way to the hospital, we're asking, Lord, prepare a place for him, dear God, where there are workers who are alert and awake, skilled workers to diagnose him, Father, asking the right questions, getting to the bottom of the situation quickly, Lord, so that care can be administered in a timely manner. And then, Father, we're asking that his process of care be encouraging and uplifting to him. Sometimes being in a hospital setting can be a scary place for an individual who did not expect their morning to be like that. So, Father, right now, we're asking, reshuffle the environment for Pastor Brise, dear God, to his favor and bring him into healing and recovering quickly. If there are any negative circumstances, dear God, that are taking set for that situation, oh God, we ask that those circumstances have to bow before the name of Jesus this morning. Dear God, there is another request for health. This is Brother Vincent James, oh God. Dear God, whatever his illness is, whatever the disease, whatever the unrest, oh God, we are asking that you be a healer, whether it's lingering, whether it's something that has just come on, oh Father. We are asked, God, that your plan of healing be made manifest in Brother Vincent James' life, dear God. Dear Lord, if he is stressed, if he is anxious, if he is uncertain, dear God, if it has been a lingering illness and he's just not sure if he has to stay the course, dear Lord, let us just remember there's a bomb in Gilead, oh God, that there is nothing too hard for you. Even this morning, he can feel a little bit more energized. Even this morning, dear God, the seeds of recovery can begin their perfect work, dear God. Your healing power and your healing virtue can flow for him. Dear God, we're asking that anything that is assigned against his health, his destiny, his work that he is still able to do, Father, that that be canceled and that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And Father, last but not least, we put Sister Ruth before you, O God. Dear Lord, it is said that she was taken away by men. Lord, we don't know where she is. We don't know what her outcome and her circumstances. But Father, if your eye is on the sparrow, it is on Sister Ruth. Dear God, whatever her situation is, we're asking that she be released safely, unharmed, with spared life, dear God, able to have a testimony in her mouth, dear God. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that any power contesting over her spirit, her will, her body, dear God, her desire to get away, dear God, that any spirit against that, dear Lord, must yield it to the power of Christ this morning, oh God. Lord, attack her Red Sea as you did, dear God, for the children of Israel, so that she can walk through on dry land, so that her family can have her returned safely, dear Heavenly Father, able to care for her, able to love on her, dear God. We're asking, dear Lord, any agenda, any program of darkness for this woman, oh God, that it be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're asking, dear Heavenly Father, that joy and love, dear God, a way out, if she needs a way out, that you're her ever-present help this morning, oh God. And we look forward to seeing and hearing and knowing what you can do in these situations. We look expectantly to you, oh God. We are not full, we're not coming afraid, but we are coming, leveraging our fear, dear God, and aiming our fear in the right direction, which is trust in our Almighty God, who sees the end from the beginning and can work our circumstances right now. We look forward to the work you will do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jubilee, for that powerful, powerful prayer. We'll have two other prayer warriors, so you all still have time to get your prayer requests in. Once again, thank you so very much for that. This time we're going to go ahead and have another testimony this morning. Let me tell you, oftentimes when I've gone to church, and sometimes I've gotten even more from the message in the sermon by hearing people's testimonies. And one day I decided, you know, we're just going to have church, you know, for the full divine service, where it's going to be just praise and testimonies. And it was not even a sermon. You know, that was my day to speak. And we had people get up just impromptu and just would give testimonies. And let me tell you, the church was so moved by that, because now we're talking, just as Principal LeBron has said, and she's going to be coming on with her testimony in just a moment, just as she has said, leave a space for when God has answered your prayers. And as I heard the people get up and testify about how God intervened, how God performed miracles in their lives, that was just as powerful as the sermon for that day. It was just a day of music. I mean, it was really praise and worship, and the worship also came in testimonies. And when you hear someone, and I've talked about it this morning, that we're not only just going through something, we're growing through. And when you hear how someone else has been delivered, you know, when the enemy tried to take them out, when the enemy has a secondary plan, and they give a testimony how God delivered them. Like 2 weeks ago when Sister Alicia was on, she goes by Fashion for Greatness. She was on and she gave a testimony about how the black ice here in Georgia, in North Carolina where she lives, was so deadly it caused her car to go off the road and flip, and she only came out with minor scratches. So that testimony is like so powerful because it happened to someone, and it just doesn't go way back to biblical times, but it happened to someone whom we heard their voice, and they were able to share with us how God delivered them. So testimonies are very powerful and very important. So if you're called upon to give a testimony, especially something recent, that means God wants you to tell about how powerful he is. He wants you to let other people know that if he's done it for you, he will do it for them as well. Principal LeBron.
Amen, amen. I think every day is a testimony of what God has done for us. You know, throughout the day, every day I'm just thanking him for little things, you know. Thank you for just bringing me through this. Thank you for putting in my thoughts of what to do, the decision, the wisdom. But, you know, God is a powerful God, and he answers our prayers. He looks down on us and really, you know, and answers our prayers. So for that, we have to have a heart of gratitude all the time. I remember last 2 weeks, we were having a two-week we had 10 days of prayer and fasting at our church, and it was done on a Zoom. And I was the designated person to sing and to render the theme song. And I tell you, going into it, you know, the devil tries, because whenever you have something to do for God, he will not just cross his arms and say, hey, go ahead, you know, you're doing a good job for the Lord. No. He would try everything in his power to discourage you or to keep you away from doing the task that God has you to do. But you know what? How many of you know that God is more powerful than that? So that's when you pray and you lift up that prayer. So, you know, because of the fact that I was asked to do the special music, the devil sought my voice, okay? So all of a sudden I had this cold come out of nowhere. And I was just, you know, I thought it was a, you know, quick cold, you know, just treat it, you know, just go ahead and, you know, drink some tea and I'll be all right. But then all of a sudden it's like my voice, just like Brianna, my voice just, my throat just started closing up, and it was just, you know, my voice was really hoarse and I really could not sing. And I had texted the lady that was in, you know, that was, had asked me to sing, and, you know, you know, she had asked me, you know, every other day or something like that. But there was a particular day that I was supposed to sing a special music and the opening song. And so I prayed. I said, Lord, I'm doing this for you, Father in heaven, Lord. Clear up my voice, because I need my voice to praise you. I need my voice to worship you. And for some reason, it's like it wasn't the Holy Spirit. It just he worked on my voice, and I am so thankful that that day, January 17th, that was the day that I actually had to sing, and my voice cleared up. You know, and it wasn't with something magically. It was just something that, you know, God had cleared up my voice just in time to sing, and I was like so in awe because, and I really want to thank you for, because 2 weeks ago also I was supposed to be on the air as well, and Dr. Walker asked the request to pray for us. It was a miracle prayer day. So God interceded. God saw fit because of the prayers of the righteous availeth much. God heard your prayers. And thank you so much for your prayers. So don't think sometimes you pray and it just goes unnoticed. No, you pray and then God takes note. And I thank my partner in prayer, Dr. Walker, that he saw fit, you know, put on the show, ask for a prayer, because she couldn't. I couldn't even speak that day. But I was able to, right at the time that he needed me to sing, I was able, he just unleashed it, and I sung, and it was so clear. And that's the power of God, you know, he does that. And I'm so grateful to God for everything that he does in my life, because everything he does is like a testimony. Any little thing, you know, I wake up, that's a testimony, you know what I mean? I go to work, I'm on time, whatever, that's a testimony. Every little thing and everything, faith. Give thanks to God because he will continue blessing you.
Amen, amen, Principal LeBron. And, you know, we did pray for her that 2 weeks ago, prayer of intercession for on her behalf, because that morning she called me and I could barely make out anything that she was saying. This is just 2 weeks ago. Make out anything that she was saying, but I just knew it was her. I saw her number come in to my phone, and I told her, just get off the phone, don't even talk, don't worry about it. But she was trying her best to still be a part of the program. Excuse me. So, but God always has a ram in the bush, if I may just use that analogy, because Sister Henry came in and was able to, fill in for her at that time, and we're just so grateful for that. So thank you, and you can hear her voice now. You can certainly hear her voice now as she speaks, and it sounds like she hasn't had a voice problem at all. So God is always on time, and we're getting ready now to go with our next prayer warrior, Sister Carlene Diaz, who also will be bringing us. She's going to be our next prayer warrior. So we're going to open up the phone lines. But just before she does, I want to bring in Pastor Rowe, who's always there for us and his support. And I just want to say good morning to Pastor Rowe and ask if he would, at this time, just give a two-minute praise report on how God is supporting his ministry. Not about our ministry today, but just about how God is blessing his ministry for the things that he's doing. Pastor Rowe, good morning.
Well, good morning. It's just great to be on this show. And, you know, we have an excellent topic, the power, you know, in trusting God. And when we really trust God and lean not to our own understanding, we don't understand everything, but in all our ways, if we would acknowledge him, he'll direct us, you know, in things that we should do. I want to really, really thank Marjorie Cross for having invited me to this radio show over a year ago, and of course, we still fellowship together and we work together, and we are helping people with better health and better wellness. You know, scripture tells us that that he would that we prosper and be in good health. And if those we're committed to Dr. Jesse Walker is doing, because he's really making a difference, and we are part of the movement and being a catalyst for change and helping people throughout the world. We just added a new country, which is the Philippines and Manila, and of course we got Texas, we've got the Jamaica, the Bahamas, and we're just excited about working with him and helping those that are less fortunate. And of course, me and Marjorie Cross, we work together, and she mentions a lot about the Better Yourself, you know, .info. And of course, on that website, you'll find also how you can, we all can better ourselves, and that's becoming a sponsor with Blog Talk Radio, what Dr. Jesse Walker is doing, because everything that is being done, it contributes and it helps those that are less fortunate. You know, and we're in a position to make a difference, to be a catalyst for change, and to impact the world that definitely needs change. So we want everybody, you know, to be a part of this great movement that we're doing, and we encourage everyone to become a sponsor and to hold up Dr. Jesse Walker's arm as he reaches out in the global community and audience to make a difference in the lives of people. And the scripture tells us in James, the first chapter, I believe the 17th verse, for us to remember the orphans and the widows. And that's what we are doing, and that's the way that we can be blessed. But I would love for everyone to really go to that betteryourself.info. You'll see what me and Marjorie Cross is doing and what we're doing to hold up the arms of Dr. Jesse Walker and making a difference in the world and helping the less fortunate children and those that are disadvantaged. Thank you so much, Dr. Jesse Walker, for allowing me to just say a few things about what our goals are to support you and what you're doing in this great global efforts.
All right, and thank you, Pastor Roland, as always, for the support that you and Sister Marjorie Cross bring to our mission here over the airwaves. Excuse me. So now this time we're going to continue with our programming this morning. We're almost out of time. By having our second prayer warrior, Sister Carlene Diaz. And just to show you how powerful God is, I planted the seed by mentioning to Sister Carlene Diaz that we'd like her to be our speaker up in the near future. And, in fact, she has already corresponded to say that she'll be our featured speaker in the next 2 weeks. So God is on, he's a timely God, and just by planting the seed, and sometimes that's what we have to do, is just plant a seed out there. And you see, when it's God's purpose, when it's God's calling, when it's God's mission, he will answer you right on time. And he's done that for me time and time again. And I hope one of these days that we can have somebody sing, he'll do it again. If my voice were up to it, I'd probably try to come on and do it, but you all might hang up the phone if I got on the air. But I would love to hear that song one day. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. And that is a beautiful piece of music, because if you think about the lyrics from that song, he'll do it again, it is one of the most beautiful pieces. No matter what you're growing through, sometimes just read the lyrics, sing it to yourself, play the music, and you'll see that there's nothing too hard for God. At this time, you know, I can go on and on sometimes, you all, and I need to, we're cramped for time now. Let's go ahead and bring in Sister Carlene Diaz. We're going to, as Principal LeBron has said, unmute your phones. If you have a special prayer request, we're going to bring in Sister Diaz to give those prayer requests. She's going to write them down so that she can just petition your prayers to the throne of God. Sister Diaz, welcome once again. And thank you for
Amen.
Accepting to speak
Amen.
To we.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to give you quickly, tell your audience that even before you asked me, when I was doing prayer warrior for you before, God had already told me that I would do a special talk. So it's always in his timing. So I just wanted to let you know that God had already said yes back then. Didn't know exactly when, but like you said, when you follow him, all things work together. Thank you.
Amen.
So I just wanted to ask the audience if there's any additional prayer requests, if you could unmute yourself, and please let me know, you know, as we all go through the dawn of grace to intercede for one another.
I have a prayer request. I'd like to pray for one of our drivers, our truck drivers, Brother Lorenzo. He's a faithful party that comes on our show and is coming to my spirit to ask for God to continue to keep a hedge of protection around him while he's in a different state every day. So that's Brother Lorenzo, that God would keep his chariots of angels all around his driving, keeping him awake, alert, and that no weapons formed against him and his driving will ever come. Nothing will come nigh him. So for Brother Lorenzo, that he will be safe on that road out there.
Amen. Any additional requests?
Yeah. Good morning. Could you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, yes.
Okay. Yes, good morning. I'm Dr. Walker and Pastor Rose and to everyone on the line. Principal LeBron, everyone. Yes, my name is Sister Marjorie. I'm just calling the prayer for a young lady, Stephanie. She had cancer, and then they found it went to her brain. So just to say a prayer for her, and also for all my church family and all my family, and also a special prayer for my brother, Nicholas. Today is his birthday. That God will continue to keep him and guide him. And also say a prayer for Pastor Rowe, who is helping out in this ministry. I invited him to the show, and he's a very important part in this ministry. We work together as a team. Okay, God bless you all. And pray for everyone in Radioland. Thank you.
Amen. Before I go to prayer, I just have two favorite texts that I want to share with you. And it's taken from Luke 1:45-50, and it's Mary, and I just love it. And blessed is she that believe, for there shall be performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. In verse 49, for he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. And then the second one is Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church for Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So I have the prayer request, and I ask everyone if they could prayerfully kneel wherever they are. If you can't, it's okay. And as we seek the Lord in prayer. Father who are in heaven, just want to give you thanks and praise for being the God that you are. I want to praise you for another blessed Sabbath day where we can just pause and in awe of your goodness, dear God. Father, we know as we journey through life, there's so much things that come against us to try to counteract our faith in you. But as we continue to steadfastly hold on to all your promises and listen to testimonies to uplift our spirit, Father, we come to you in prayer also to thank you for giving us the privilege to pray to you, dear God. As we as a body come before you, we're asking and we're interceding on behalf of the prayer requests, both and unspoken, dear God. Father, there's a lot of challenges that we meet each and every day, and we're just so grateful that we can always find you, and you find us also. And it's a privilege to come before you and to intercede on the behalf, dear God, of the prayer request that was made. So we're praying for Vincent and his health, dear God. Father, you know you're the God of health, and you said that in John 10:10 that you want us to be in good health. You want us to prosper. So we're praying for him, dear God, that you will help him to get back into health where he'll continue to be a light for you, dear God. We're praying for Sister Ruth, dear God. Father, you are God, to save that which was lost. So we're lifting her up, Father, and we're praying, dear God, that she be safe. We're praying in the name of Jesus that the enemy may release her wherever she is and her family who's desperately trying to find her, dear God. I pray in Jesus' name that wherever she is, dear God, that you help us, Father. You know this whole earth. You know all the streets. You know all the avenues. You know exactly where she's at, Father. Father, we know that the enemy plays a lot of games, but this is with one of your own who is probably being challenged by these difficult men. We pray that you will subdue any plans that they had, dear God, just like you did it for Daniel when he was in the lion's den. You shut up their mouth. I pray in the name of Jesus that these evil men and whatever plans that they have will not prosper. We pray in Jesus' name that you'll calm the storm in her heart so that she can reach out to you, dear God. I ask you, Lord, once again, please find Sister Ruth so that she can come back and give us a praise report of the goodness of God, dear Lord. And also, I am praying for the driver, Brother Lorenzo. Father, he has an important job. He's out there delivering, dear God. Father, we pray for a hedge of protection on his health. Praying for a hedge of protection on the truck, dear Lord, that your angels will be with him, guide him, protect him, cover him, dear Lord, that he'll continue to do your bidding, dear God. So we thank you for that prayer request, dear Lord. And we're praying for Sister Marjorie and the several requests she made on behalf of Sister Stephanie, Father, with the brain cancer, dear Lord, Father, that you continue to comfort her, dear Lord, that even if she's experiencing pain, Father, that she will not experience the pain that will keep her silent, that you'll continue to uplift her, that she'll continue to trust you no matter what, dear Lord, that you'll bring her safely to the other side also, dear Lord, and the side where she'll continue to give you her life no matter what. We're not, Father, you said in this life we'd have tribulations, but then you also said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So that's the part that we need to focus on, the fact that Jesus came to this world. He knew this world was full of trouble. But he said, be of good cheer. He overcame it all so he can take us through. So that's what we need to focus on, dear Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, as these prayer requests continue to come on, dear Lord, we're praying, dear Father, for the last prayer request with Brother Roe and Sister Marjorie, that you continue to help them with the sponsorships and give them what they need to go forward, dear Lord. I ask you, Father, continue to bless us, Lord. Continue to bless our day. Continue to give us more insight on your will for our lives, dear Lord. Father, we're not worthy of anything. Father, as we lift up these prayer requests, dear Lord, as you're jotting them down, Father, you never forget your children, and we're grateful for that. To you, Lord, to be with us as individuals, pray for our families and our friends, our church families, dear God. We lift them all up to you, Father. Please continue to help us guide our path, dear Lord, so that we can one day in the clouds of glory see you soon. And you could be like, this is my children. And we could be like, this is our God. I ask you to continue to keep the enemy at bay. And we asking you to please send your angels to minister to us in the time of need. We're asking you all these things, not because we're worthy. We're not worthy of anything, but we're grateful for your tender mercies that you give to us each and every day. In Jesus' precious name we pray. For his sake we ask. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so very much, Sister Carlene Diaz, for such a powerful prayer. At this time we're going to continue with our testimony, some more, our final testimony. Sister Rosette Campbell Lynch, a.k.a. Poet Rosette. Good morning, Poet Rosette. Nice to have you with us again.
Good morning, Dr. Walker and everyone on the show and in Radio Land. It's a blessing to be here with you this morning. Humans were made from the dust, so only in Creator God can we trust. In the last few years, God has doubled my pay. He has shown me that he is my provider no matter what man may say. You know, I have a few friends who can attest the trials that I had gone through with different situations with my job and with my career in the last few years. And I was just kind of thinking back on how God delivered me into something that I wasn't even thinking about, and how this coming month will make 6 years that I've been at the detention center. And it's like God is constantly showing me how he's providing no matter what. And I know that a few years back, I was at a school, a private school, and then I finished my master's, and I had moved to a new area, and I had a few job offers. And so I went with the offer that worked out best for my family and decided to go to the middle school that my son was at. And at the end of the year, when I did my evaluation, the principal thanked me for coming to help out at my son's school. And, you know, everything worked good. But then the following year, it was like I had like one class that was like a honors gifted class that was like so good, but then it seemed like this assistant principal would always come in a class that I was having some challenges with after lunch. And so she kind of made up her mind about different things with me in terms of my discipline with the students. And I had to even, go to the union, and well, she put me on a plan, And by the end of the year, she didn't decide to reappoint me. And so after that, I ended up applying for a few places, and I decided to try a charter school. And it didn't work out in the end, but it's like I was like halfway through the year when I realized that wasn't where I was supposed to be. And God worked it out shortly after that, where I was applying again with the public schools, and a job I saw was for the detention center. And I called and I filled out application stuff and then went in for an interview, and I asked them to take me on a tour. And it kind of brought back memories that I had in my mind, because when I was a teen, an officer in my church used to take us to the detention center sometimes to minister to the youth there through dramas and poems and music and things like that. And so I went on the tour, and then after we came out, you know, the principal was saying, you know, so do you want the position? And I told him yes. It was like I was completely at peace. A lot of times people are maybe thinking, you know, they're not sure what it's going to be like, or maybe afraid in some way, but I didn't feel like that at all, and God has maintained that with me, where I know that he's always with me wherever I am and keeps me safe. And I'm actually in a safer environment because there's cameras everywhere. And in addition to that, I have a guard that always have a guard or two in the room when I'm teaching. And so I can just freely teach, you know, so I don't have like a lot of the issues that a regular ed teacher has anymore. And sometimes when I do have a problem, if I have to speak to a student, and then once I refer them to the guard, and if they're still not, you know, doing what they're supposed to, they can be removed. And so, you know, God has put me in a place now where I can teach freely, you know, share my poetry at different times, and also
amen.
Be myself. And so I want to just praise God for that.
All right. Thank you so very much, Poet Rosette, for that testimony. God works in all of our lives. Thank you so very much for sharing that with us. This time we're going to go with our, because time is escaping us, we're going to go with our final prayer warrior, Principal LeBron. As she said earlier, we're going to unmute your phones and get your prayer requests in. This is our final prayer warrior for today. God is still in the miracle working business. He's still in the intervening business of intervening for our lives. So if you just want to give a quick prayer request, or you want to have a prayer that you want to intercede for someone, we're going to do this at this time. Principal LeBron.
Yes. I would like to let you know that it's just something powerful when you pray and when you ask God for something, that he comes through. Don't forget to let someone else know what he has done for you. All right? At this time, we're going to ask anyone who has a prayer request at this time, something pressing in your heart, something that you want God to do for you. Don't let this moment pass away without letting us know what is your request so that we can petition it up to God. And so at this time, just unmute your phone and tell me your name and then your request. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Lorenzo. I appreciate, I want to say, I want you to pray for my friend back in Raleigh, North Carolina. I should be going in like 2 weeks. He's on drugs now, and residing in a tent. So he's been really on my heart a lot. So, this is not a prayer request, but I also want to thank Dr. Walker for sending a prayer up there for me, because I'm pretty tired now. I'm in Wisconsin now, and sometimes I get in my own way sometimes. I'm trying to push myself too much, but it's always been in me like that. So I gotta catch myself sometimes because I'm a go-getter, I'm a grinder. So, you know what I mean? Sometimes when I be on the road, even when I'm sleeping a little bit, I try to push that extra 5-10 miles. But I've learned to just to go to the truck stop and rest a little while if I have to. So I want you to pray for me.
Okay.
To give me that covenant and understanding. Thank you.
All right. And Lorenzo, you're a friend that's residing in a tent, so we're asking God for shelter for him, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And to get him off, and you know, and change his mind, to get him off drugs and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know?
Not a problem. Thank you. Will do.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
This is Tyrone. Gentleman who's in Raleigh, who have talked to some individuals, some church members, some men, to see what we can do for Tent City. I will address the needs today of a Vision Ministry. So, Lorenzo, I hear you.
Thank
Holy
you.
Spirit has hear you. So I'm trusting in Jesus to lead and guide the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anyone else? Don't forget, if there's something pressing that God has, you've been wanting to ask God and pray, this is the time. Bring your request known, and then we will lift it up to God. Anyone else?
Good morning, my sister. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Happy Sabbath. I have a prayer request for, his name is Daniel. He was actually one of our workers, and he was actually working, and they ended up running his tag, and they ended up taking him to jail for some tickets. So the decision maker decided that she wanted to go ahead and fire him. So I just want to lift Daniel up. I think he has a problem with drugs, but it hasn't actually come out. So just please lift Daniel up. And then also my second prayer request is that the Lord just continue to enlarge my territory with my business. This is Sister Shannon.
Sister Shannon. Okay, thank you.
Okay, and Sister Principal LeBron, if you'll pray for the Speaker of the Hour also, that's Sister Shannon Bright. That's the Speaker of the Hour. She'll be coming on shortly. So pray that God will use her this morning to minister to our hearts.
Okay. All right. If there's no one else, we're going to go ahead and go with those three prayers that we have. Our Father and our God, oh, Lord, we come before you. We rush, Lord, Father in heaven, to your holy sanctuary, to your holy presence, Father in heaven. Oh, Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, for allowing us, Father in heaven. It's a privilege to be in your presence, Father in heaven. Oh, Lord, we lift up, Father in heaven, Lorenzo, who has his friend in North Carolina, Father in heaven, who's residing in one of those tents, Father. Oh, Lord, you know our every one of our needs, Father in heaven. Oh, Lord, I ask that you, in the name of Jesus, Father in heaven, that you take him off the drugs, that you go in your Spirit, Father in heaven, in his mind, in his heart, so that he may render his heart and his mind to you, Father in heaven. For we know that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, Father in heaven. Father in heaven, we want to that his friend, Father in heaven, may be able to give his life over to you, Father. Oh, Lord, and thank you so much for Tyrone and what he's looking to do, Lord. You have put it in his mind, Father in heaven, to continue and to do a ministry that will serve these young men, Father in heaven, that are in this situation, Father. Thank you for what you have placed in his heart and help him to continue, give him strength and courage to continue on to erect this ministry, Father in heaven, in your name, that others may be saved. We thank you in advance for what you are going to do for them, for the powerful work that is going to be done. And Father in heaven, Sister Shannon has a burden on her heart for Brother Daniel, Father in heaven. We are lifting him up. He was one of her co-workers, Father in heaven, and now, unfortunately, he's in jail, Father in heaven, for some of the
thing that tickets or whatever it was that he got that he got caught. But Father in Heaven, Lord, you are a God of grace and mercy. You are a God of not only justice, but to mercy, Father in Heaven, Lord. So we're asking you to have mercy on him. Lord, we're asking you to go into that courtroom, Father in Heaven, and to plead his case. We're asking you, Father in Heaven, to look at him, not you look at him, Lord, not as men look at him, Father in Heaven, but you see the heart. You see what he is willing to do, Father in Heaven, how he's willing to change and change his circumstances, Father in Heaven. Bring him out of the jail, Father in Heaven, so that he can realize that you are the master of his life, Father in Heaven. And Sister Shannon, Father in Heaven, we thank you so much for her heart, Lord, as she's the needs of others and not only of her own. Father in Heaven, and she's pleading out for mercy on him, Father. And Lord, as she speaks today, Father in Heaven, may you be with her. May you pour upon her your Holy Spirit, Father in Heaven. Enlarge her territory, Father in Heaven. May she continue to do great things for you. We thank you so much for her business that you have given her, Lord, Father in Heaven, as she had transitioned into the state of Georgia, Father in Heaven. We know that you have much more that you want to do for her, that, and doors of opportunity that you will open up for her, Father in Heaven, because she is claiming your name. She is telling others about you, Father in Heaven. We thank you so much for her, and Lord, as she bring your word, Father in Heaven, let it be a word that will come from you, Lord, and so that it can go into our hearts, Father, and so we can do what it is that you're asking us to do, Father. We thank you for this ministry as a whole with Dr. Walker, Father in Heaven, having this prayer on the line, Father in Heaven, so that it can reach to many, many, many souls, Father. We thank you, and we ask that you continue to bless them in this ministry, Father. Lord, we ask forgiveness for our sins, Lord, cleansing from any and all unrighteousness, Lord. Prepare us, Lord, because we cannot wait to see you. We cannot wait to see your face, Lord. Prepare us for your second coming, Lord. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Father in Heaven, so that we may be ready and prepared when you come in the clouds of glory. You'll be able to say, good and faithful servant, come and enjoy what I have prepared for you. So, Lord, we thank you for everything that you have done and what you will continue to do on our behalf. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, as always, Principal LeBron, for that powerful message. And we look forward to you bringing our closing remarks as well after the speaker has spoken. At this time, we're going to go with our program and have a special introduction of our speaker for the hour that will be brought to us by Sister Neela Lewis. And that will be followed by special music. Dr. Dorinda Ritchie will bring either with her sister Donika Ritchie, or she will sing herself. So right now we're going to have the introduction of speaker done by the grandmother of Sister Shannon Bright, Sister Neela Lewis, followed by special music from Dorinda Ritchie. And after that, the next voice that you should hear should be that of our speaker today, the speaker of the hour, God's servant, Sister Shannon Bright.
Praise be to God. Praise his wonderful name. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can now.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've been trying to come in, but it seems as if I was muted. Anyhow, I just want to take this wonderful, wonderful opportunity as the spiritual grandma for my dear baby, Sister Shannon Bright. You know, it's about 7 years ago. It's, you know, time flies very fast, and I will make it brief. I was on prayer line and was officiating, and I heard someone came on the prayer line. She sounded so bright, just like her name. And she came on, and she asked for prayer, and we prayed. Then the next morning, it was about 4 a.m., 5 a.m. for her, she came back on, and she said, who is this lady? This lady sounds like my grandma. she said, you know, I was grown up, brought up by my grandma, and you sound so much like my grandma, and I'm going to take you for my grandma. I said, yes, yes, my granddaughter, Shannon. And so from then on, I've been her grandma. Maybe biologically, I couldn't be her grandma, but I feel so privileged. I feel so good to hear my baby said, Grandma Lewis. And every time she comes on the prayer line, she would call me Grandma Lewis. And so I love that because being a grandma is very wonderful. And she spoke so highly of her grandma who raised her. So Sister Shannon Bright, she was born in Huntsville, Alabama, raised by a God-fearing, Holy Ghost-filled Adventist grandma. She later relocated to Georgia, where she met her forever love of 30 years, husband Randy. She has only one fruit of her loins, her son, wonderful, beautiful Christopher. I would love to meet Christopher. Shannon is the owner of Bright Interiors Furniture Group. She is her most deepest desire is to just be a God pleaser. Hallelujah. So let's hear Sister Shannon share some of her conversation that she has gotten from the Lord. And you will hear her voice after the person who is appointed to sing. You will hear the voice of my dear granddaughter, Sister Shannon Bright. Hear ye her. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Possible. You can mount on wings like eagles and
Shannon?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Oh, okay. My earbuds were doing something weird. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes. We do hear some noise in the background, but we can hear you.
Is it loud?
It's like a window is open or something and the wind is blowing.
Oh, hold on. Okay, I'll just keep it on speaker. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning, Dr. Jesse.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to say a quick prayer. Father God, Lord, I just thank you for the Holy Spirit that is my prayer partner, Lord. So Holy Spirit, fill me with your word and come into the presence of this call this morning. We thank you, honor you, praise you, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let me get to my sermon, my speech. And bear with me, y'all, because I'm actually in the car. One second. And I had everything up. Topic today, when Dr. Jesse called me, he told me the topic, and then he sent it to me. Why does God want us to trust him? When I was preparing to speak this morning, I kept looking at that topic, which is not trust God, but why trust God? Why does God want us to trust him? So I had to go to the word to get the why of why God says that we should trust him. I'm just doing a line check. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever needed direction in a situation and God answered that prayer? The answer is yes. I'm sure we have all been in situations where we needed direction from the Lord. We cried out to the Lord, and he heard our prayer. In Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Have you ever trusted someone and they betrayed you? And I'm sure that we all have entrusted someone with secrets or material things or money or, you know, someone that we have trusted and they betrayed us. But in Psalms 118:8, God says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Have you ever desired to have something and prayed and God blessed you with what you prayed for? Oh, I repeated that. That was in Psalms 37:3-5. Have you ever met anyone that knows your entire future? Have you ever met anyone that knows the beginning to the end, your future, your days that are numbered from your head, all about you? In Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Have you ever met anyone that never sleeps? I'm saying never, ever, ever sleeps. In Psalms 121:1, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He watches over Israel with neither sleep nor slumber. Have you ever met anyone that has lied to you? We have all met someone that has lied to us. Matter of fact, I'm sure we have all lied in our lifetime before. In Numbers 23:19, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. The reason I wanted to ask you, have you ever, for all of these things, and then the why to why we should trust God is in his word. We have to trust God because his word is true, and he has given us the words, a confirmation to confirm why we should trust him. I'm sure that everyone on this line has had an opportunity to trust God. And if you haven't had the opportunity to trust God, trust God, because God can be trusted. We are without a doubt in the last days. What is wrong is now right. So my final thought and most important scripture for us all to meditate on is John, see you to myself, that where I am, there you will be also. We all want to make it to the kingdom. We want our family and our friends to make it to the kingdom. And one thing that we can assure ourselves of, why trust God? Because God is trustworthy. Amen. Father God, Lord, I thank you for this word. Lord, we thank you that you are a God that has given us these words, and these words will last us to eternity. Why? Because we can all attest that you are a God, that you cannot lie. We thank you, we honor you, we praise you. You are a good God, and your mercy endure forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Shannon Bright, for such a timely message as that. We certainly do appreciate that. We're going to bring in Principal LeBron, who will be giving us some closing remarks, and as she comes on, mark your calendar for the next date. Mark your calendar for February 11th. That's our miracle prayer day. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and bring in Principal LeBron, who will give the final closing remarks. Principal LeBron, and before she does, we've got a little special song that Sister Shannon Bright's Grandma Lewis wants to bring to us, because we do have a little bit more time, and I think it's a very timely song and inspirational song that she wants to share with us this morning. So before Principal LeBron comes on with the final closing remarks and brings us also the benediction, she will bring the benediction as well, then we're going to hear from Sister Lewis, the grandmother, spiritual grandmother of Sister Shannon Bright. Sister Lewis.
Praise ye the Lord. The woman who bled for 12 years. 12 years she bled. And she had faith and trust in her God. And she was made whole. Are you trusting and believing in your God this morning? Let's hear
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. That old serpent, he wants to. But here, this is so.
A woman one day tried many positions, but Kelly Groover in the Bible years so. But when she had heard that Jesus was passing, she found all she needed for a body.
Amen, amen. Like the woman that had the issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch him, I know I'd be whole. So this morning we have touched Jesus. We have felt his hands through different prayers and testimonies, and we are made whole. We are being made whole as we speak. So we claim it in faith. Thank you so much. We thank you so much, Sister Lewis, for that music, a timely music that reminds us that if we could just touch Jesus, if we can just reach out and touch him, we will be made whole. I would like to give a special thanks to Sister Shannon Bright. Every time I hear her voice, it's a ray of sunshine. She just brings you hope. And we thank you for allowing her prayer partner, the Holy Spirit, to speak to us through her, reminding us how we should trust in God. It's so important to trust God when we don't trace his hand, when we can't see where he's going with that, but we have to learn to trust him. So thank you so much, Sister Shannon, for being obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit and to bringing us this word, because it was such a word that reminds us to, you know, let's not get discouraged about problems and situations. Let's just call upon God, ask him, tell him all about our problems, and trust that he will take care of it. Let go of it. We would like to say a special thanks to all of our listeners that have come from far and near that are listening on this program. We thank you so much, too, for inviting your friends to come on this line. And we would like for to remind you that to please make sure that if you want to be part of this great movement, if you want to be part of this program, whether in song, in testimony, or in prayer, you'd like to do your part and to do what God has called you to do, please reach out to one of us. Contact one of our staff members, Ms. Lewis, Ms. Evans, Ms. Woodbury. Please contact Dr. Walker or I. You can just contact any of us. Let us know, hey, I want to be part of this. I want to be part of God's great blessing. Make sure that you mark your calendars for February 11th. February 11th, that's the next 2 weeks. That is a miracle day, a prayer day program. That's when God is going to unleash his miracles for you. And please don't forget those prayers that you have prayed today, those prayers that you have asked the Lord to do. Remember that next 2 weeks, be part of one of the ones that gives a testimony of what God has done for you. Now for the benediction. The Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen and amen.
Concludes our program. Have a happy Sabbath, wonderful day. Shalom, everyone. To God be the glory.
Have a good day, everyone. Dr. Walker, thank you, and Pastor Roll and everyone, Principal LeBron. God bless you all. Thank you for the prayers and testimony. Keep safe and keep well, everyone. God bless you all. Bye.
God bless you.
Blessings to everyone.
Be safe out there this weekend.
Yes. Be safe, Lorenzo, on the road. God be with you
that.
All.
Dr. You too, yes. Man. Thank you.
You're welcome, Okido. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Sister Marjorie.
Yes, hi, Sister Lois. And Sister Brad, you did a great job today, too. Thank you. Thank you for your inspiring work, Sister Shannon. Happy New Year to all the ones that didn't say Happy New Year to. Happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year to everyone. God bless. Bye-bye.